Kip dulled the edge of sharp hours with drafting. The emotional rush of drafting different colors as the sun limped to the top of Heaven's Dome distracted him for a while. A few hours, a day. But hunger is sharper than Luxon. Will is a knife of lead. In the end, the body always wins. That second day with no food, he drafted only what was necessary. He'd already fixed his pack, fixed his boots, drafted a shade for his sun-scorched skin, after deciding he couldn't figure out how to draft Luxon clothing. On the third day, he had to stop following the beach as he reached a rocky point of crags and cliffs. He cut through the jungle, climbing over mounds of roots, angling up hills, trying to compensate for compensations made hours earlier. He got lost, the canopy blocking out the sun, his own stupidity and heat exhaustion keeping him from doing much but finding a stream and lying down in it. He woke to the brush of something on his hand. A tiny black-and-orange frog sat there. His skin burned where the frog's stomach rested against it, acidic slime scorching him. He flinched, and it hopped away. Then he looked down, his vision following his gaze like a slow landslide. He was covered in leeches, dozens of leeches. He was dizzy. He rolled to all fours and vomited water and stomach acid all over his hands. He stood and staggered into the jungle, gear forgotten, tearing off his trousers, falling. The world was hot fog. He puked again. He had lost himself, not unconscious, but unaware. An animal, a beast. He found himself sometime later, naked, sitting in a shifting patch of sunlight. He was staring at the cloudless, merciless sky. Couldn't bear to look at himself. Couldn't bear to see those wriggling, fat black leeches attached to him, sucking his blood into their bloated bellies, drafting his blood for their blood magic. He sucked in blue light, the blue blood of creation.
Light is life.
He sipped blue until it filled him. Until he was only thought. He closed his eyes and let the blue course through him. It filled him with awareness. 31 pairs of jaws attached at the front and back of the leech's bloated bodies to his skin. 4 singles who'd had one half of the other knocked free of Kip's skin by his movement. With the blue in him, Kip remembered some long-forgotten advice on how to remove leeches. Not with fire or alcohol or the juice of lemons, else they'd retract angrily, vomiting foulness back into their bites as they recoiled. Instead, a fingernail to break the seal of their mouth on your skin, front and back, a fingernail, and patience. Kip's gorge rose once more, but he stared at the sky again until his mind was a placid, still pond. He couldn't bear it. Not 60-some times. He lost the blue completely and was almost a beast again, trapped. Trapped in his skin with leeches, like he was trapped in a closet full of rats.
Like this. Calm. Gentle.
He took in blue, and more blue. He barely had the will to open himself, barely understood what the swirling color was doing almost of its own accord. It filled his body, found every tooth, every Y-shaped incision.
Gather your will.
He had no will. He reached toward sub-red for passion, toward green for wildness.
No, your will. Luxon is your tool. You are not its tool. Stand.
Kip knew what to do, but knowing what to do here was like knowing that all you had to do to climb a mountain was to walk.
Orhalum, give me strength. He already has. Use it.
Arms and legs outstretched, Kip clenched his fists, bowed his head. The power didn't course through him in a scream of rage and omnipotence, but instead in drops of silent tears. It followed his blood, finding tiny mouths, shutting them, rejecting them, sealing the poison blood away from him, and forcing it out, too. One by one, the leeches dropped off. Dropped off his arms, dropped off his legs, dropped off his chest, dropped off his back, dropped off his butt.
Dear Orhalum.
Dropped off his groin, dropped off his face. Kip was streaming blood from 62 tiny wounds. The leech's poison made blood run free. Kip wondered how much blood he'd lost. Several of the leeches nuzzled his feet, looking for a new spot to feed. He stepped away. He had no revulsion left. There were only problems and fixing them.
Oh, simple.
He drafted blue caps over every cut. As soon as he took a step, he dislodged a quarter of the blue caps. Of course, blue was too stiff. If he moved, he would lose his bandages. He leaned against a tree, sat, drafted a blue cocoon around himself, sealed it, sealed his wounds, and slept. He dreamt, or he had visions, or he did things barely aware. A woman in the gray morning light, hair in a great kinky halo.
Why are you crying?
I weep because you suffer, and only the second sons of Arm are entitled to feel pity without passion. And even then, not in life.
She stood, and her aspect changed suddenly, flickering between this dignified woman and something entirely other.
Sleep. You won't die on my watch.